going on? What's going on? It's D, the Abundance Podcast. And tonight, I want to talk about realignment. So I work at a place where they do this thing called realignment, right? Every 6 months, you gotta meet your stats. Then you bid on like the shit you want. Whatever, cool. But I really was thinking about the realignment itself and why it bothers me. And it's because I feel over the past 6 months, I've gotten real close to certain people, you know. And you develop bonds with individuals, you know. And, you know, in some bonds, they become relationships and they become more than just work. And it's been bothering me the last couple of days or even weeks, I would say, that I know that there's a chance that I may not see none of these good people again, because that's just how life is. And that's where it really made me think about just the journey in itself, and at times how it just has to realign, how no matter how good a person is or can be in your life, that there's just a time that they have in your life, whether it's 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, and you gotta really appreciate that time. But it sucks, you know. Like, today's Memorial Day, and I really think about friends, and I see people I know, you know, hanging out, doing things with their friends, grilling, where they're at the beach, and I got a few invites, you know. But when I think about like a core group of friends, like friendships, it's like I feel like I do miss that. Like, I have friends, you know, but I feel that my life is realigning so much that I've just been so distant. And I don't think it's on purpose, and I don't think anyone's keeping their distance from me. But that's just the way life is and how it goes sometimes, and it sucks. But you have to be okay with it. And the sucky part about it is just the fact that some people just are not going to be in your life for as long as you want them to, because it has to realign. Your life has to realign. But in the end, it all plays out the way that it needs to in order for you to reach that ultimate goal that you set for yourself at times that you forget about. And I do that, you know. And I feel like we just got to remember what we've asked for, what we have, and what we're, you know, trying to accomplish in life. And at times, you know, on that journey, we can't help what happens, you know, whether it's the realignment. Like, it is what it is. It's going to be what it needs to be, you know. I don't know. That was just something I wanted to get off my chest tonight, because I feel in life I have really, and tonight it was just really, it got to me, and I was thinking about just how even over this past year, how I was so close to certain people, how, you know, the relationship was just so strong, to now it's, you know, we talk here and there. And again, I don't think it's anything malicious. I don't think a person is like, well, I'm not talking to this person, but life does happen, and their journey is their journey, my journey is mine. I can only hope that, you know, somewhere along the line or the journey, that we cross paths again, and maybe, you know, we'll be in a better place to have that relationship or friendship, whatever it may be. But yeah, the realignment. I don't know. I just wanted to kind of get on here and share that piece. But for whatever it is and whatever it may be, you know, that's why you gotta appreciate people, whether they're in your life 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 years, whatever. But appreciate people for why they're here, because you never know when it's their time to go.